知道我一哥们跟我讲了，他做了一件特别搞笑的事儿。
什么事儿啊？
他不是刚刚买了一台那个投影吗？说是能投半面墙。
我也想买，他买的什么牌子呀？好用吗？
That's not the point, miss. Listen, 周末他请他女朋友到家里来看电影嘛。
哎，看什么电影啊？
Unfortunately, a movie called Gone Girl caught his eyes.
Gone Girl?
消失的爱人。
他不会以为是像什么 Dear John 或者是 The Notebook 之类的欧美言情片吧？
他一看打分又很高，就决定看了。
Oops.
看完之后两个人都沉默了，用他的话就说空气都是冷的。后来看了半下午的蜡笔小新，气氛才算恢复了一点。
你哥们儿真搞笑，给一个看蜡笔小新的妹子放 David Fincher 的电影。
也是单身多年啊，没经验。
我能说他活该单身吗？
So you've seen this movie?
Yep, an awesome movie. 看得我心惊肉跳的。There's nothing romantic about it.
哎，一个看起来温柔端庄的女人， gorgeous, well educated.Successful, turns out to be a psychopath.
可是你知道她为什么变态吗？ Well, her husband cheated on her.
劈腿了。
And she didn't take it very well.
岂止是不能接受啊。When she found that her husband was having an affair with another woman, what she decided to do was to kill him.
Technically, she doesn't plan to kill him with her own hands.
对。她伪造自己被毁尸灭迹的现场，然后把所有的线索指向她老公。根据法律，她会被判处死刑，完美的借刀杀人。
Exactly, David Fincher never fails you.
哎，是的，就算我们剧透了一点点啊，
但好的电影它是经得起剧透的考验的。
哎，对对，也完全不影响大家把这个电影完整的看一下，因为这部电影远不止这一条故事线。
It's all about the so-called seven-year itch.
七年之痒。
我觉得哈。七年之痒之类的这种俗语它也不是真理，你说是时间把你的爱情消磨掉了，还是你自己选择了放弃呢？我觉得这个问题不好说。
哎，这部电影其实也可以当做心理片来看，或者是悬疑片。
That being said, I don't think this is the best type of movie for the young couples to watch on a date.
对，还有一些类似的电影很不适合情侣看。
Revolutionary Road comes into my mind.
革命之路 as well as the Blue Valentine.
蓝色情人节。
这些电影啊本身都很好，但是好像你看的时候那个潜台词都是说 Don't get married.That's a bad idea.
Don't be so dramatic, Sean. 人家的爱情还能经不起一场电影啊？
Well, I don't think their relationship would be ruined by one movie, but their day would certainly be brutally ruined by movies like that.
所以呢，你就要先确定一下电影的 genre， 然后再看。
类型。
Have a favorite movie type?
Well, I don't think there's one particular type of movies that I always like way much more than the others. I mean, I like to watch a bit of everything, you know, comedy, psychology, crime, documentary, even cartoon and musical.
Crime and psychology? Oh, me too. But musical? 歌舞片你也看？
Not many, just a few, in fact.Like Les Misérables.
悲惨世界，你法语发音真好听。在俄罗斯学的吧？是吧
？Sarcasm.
Well, it stars Anne Hathaway.
安妮海瑟薇主演。
You know, Anne Hathaway is one of my favorite actresses.
Oh my!
她长得多喜庆啊！那人家一笑才叫笑容绽放呢。
一笑起来，嘴角都咧到耳朵根了。
这种笑啊，英语中叫做 a from ear to ear smile。
可不 from ear to ear 吗？只要没有耳朵挡着，半拉脸都笑开了。
他演过很多种不同类型的角色。
哎，我最早看的是The Secretary she played in the film The Devil Wears Prada，
穿布拉达的女魔头。
里面演女魔头的演员也很牛啊
，Meryl Streep。
哎，没。
One of the greatest actresses that existed ever. She's a three-time Oscar winner.
三次得奥斯卡奖，什么概念？
我哪知道？你应该去问问小李。
安妮海瑟薇还主演过《Becoming Jane Austen》，
成为简·奥斯汀 ，a drama film。
证据。
她居然还能说一口伦敦腔。
And then, at the highlight of her career, she was awarded the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for playing Fang Tai in The Miserable.
奥斯卡女配角，她唱得太好了，我开始的时候还以为她是配音呢。
No, she's surprisingly versatile.
非常多才多艺，而且她为了演这部电影，居然把一头秀发给剪了。
剪秀发还到哪儿啊？她是那种要脱也能脱光光的。Have you seen the Love and Other Drugs?
爱情与灵药 ，of course.
What?A silly question I've just asked. Of course you have.
我就是酷爱电影艺术。
艺术电影。
He's a company man, your right hand, 13 years and counting. No detectable ambition, a model of efficiency, far as you can see.
我这儿有个关于他的八卦。
I like gossips. 可是他不是结婚了吗？新闻上是这么说的啊 ，She's happily married to Adam Schumann, an American actor and producer. 那老公是制片人，他俩婚姻美满。我没听说他有什么花边新闻呢。
这个比花边新闻可有意思多了。Do you know that Anne has exactly the same name as the wife of William Shakespeare?
莎士比亚的老婆也叫安妮·海瑟薇。
Precisely.
That's interesting.
Weird, isn't it?
还好吧，因为咱们上次节目不是说过吗？西方人的名字它没有什么新意，所以重名的几率很大。
No, there is more to the story.
What is it?
Come on, get your phone, check the photos of Adam Schumann on your internet. See it yourself.
Okay. No way. He looks a lot like William Shakespeare.
Now tell me that's not weird.
丈夫长得像莎士比亚，然后妻子的名字跟莎士比亚的老婆一模一样。Time travelers.
I don't know.
It gives me goosebumps. Sean, 看我胳膊全是鸡皮疙瘩。
I know.
I am the last one you'd ever suspect of setting the fire, of setting the fire. But as you switch on your TV.
So you're not crazy about musicals?
No, not really. I love romantic movies.
爱情片啊。
Poetic lines.
对，爱情片的对白一般都很有诗意。
Beautiful views. And everybody's young, gorgeous, and everything's so perfect. Even if there is misunderstanding and breakups, you can always predict the happy ending.
你喜欢喜剧结尾啊？
Uh-huh. Every time they make you cry, they'll make it up by making you happy in just a few minutes.
你都预测到后边能发生什么了，你还看个什么劲儿啊？
那过程最重要吗？哎，对了，咱刚才不是说那个 musical 吗？我虽然挺喜欢音乐，但我其实不怎么爱看歌舞片。Somehow musical reminds me of Indian movies.
Bollywood.
宝莱坞。印度电影特别长，动辄就3-4个小时。
哎，主角一走内心戏，满大街的人都放下手里的活跟他跳半天。
很魔性
不过这个宝莱坞也有不少好片啊、The Three Idiots
三傻大闹宝莱坞 It's a comedy
Very funny I left my socks off
袜子都笑掉了
对也有很感人的部分
我看过 I cried my eyes out
眼珠子都哭出来了
还有那句那个印度咖喱味口音很重那句 All is well
All is well， 诸事安好。
看又开心又感动，
哎，很不错吧？
而我印度电影看的也不多。But it seems almost every movie that stars Amir Khan is awesome。
阿米尔汗，我看过他演的 PK，
也叫我了个神呐，
很搞笑。
那还有一部《地球上的星星》，很温暖。You know, Sean,、one of his movies was nominated the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film，
提名过奥斯卡最佳外语片奖。哪一部啊？
拉甘 Once Upon a Time in India，
印度往事。阿米尔汗个人的经历也是非常传奇的。
You like him a lot.
I do. Are you a big fan of comedy movies, Michelle?
Not really, Sean.
Why not?
Take a look at my face. I think most comedy movies are simply, well, stupid and shallow.
浅薄吗? You think so?
You don't?
Well, I'm a stupid and shallow person.
I can tell.
I watch movies for relaxation, not inspiration. I like anything that can make me laugh.
还搞笑的，那你肯定很喜欢 Shaun the Sheep。
杰恩·休恩。
Oh, you share the same name, by the way, Sean.
拼写不一样。
Oh, SpongeBob.
海绵宝宝。
And his friend Patrick.
派大星。
And I bet you love Kung Fu Panda.
Oh.
And the Smurf.
蓝精灵。
And the Minions.
小黄人。
Tom and Jerry.
都是卡通片啊。Yeah, I'm too old for cartoon movies, Michelle.
But they make you laugh, Sean, don't they? Oh, the Baymax must be your hero, too.
Baymax?
大白嘛。
Oh, 白求恩啊。That's good.
And are there any movie types that you don't like?
I don't like romantic movies.
Why?
Because they're stupid and shallow. Are we even now?
Far from it. 那我换个问法啊。On a Friday night when you are home alone, not worrying about anything to do or anywhere to go the next day, and you decide to enjoy your evening alone by watching a movie. So what kind of movie do you like to watch?
Good question.I'd go for horror.
恐怖片儿。
哎，我知道你不爱看。
Horror is the last movie type I want to watch.
是吧
I can't stand the gory things.
受不了血腥场面啊。You won't like the Saw series then.
Sorry, what?
电锯惊魂系列啊。我不记得是哪一部了。The very first thing of that movie is that a person is being dismembered.
把人大卸八块了。That sounds very violent and I really don't understand.
听听这个。
You don't know me, but I know you. I want to play a game.
Stop that.
其实这部电影最初导演是 James Wan, 温子仁。
华人导演呢？
Yes, he's a film producer, screenwriter and director.
现任制片人、导演和编剧还挺厉害的呢，但是这个名字我不太熟悉。
Have you ever heard of Dead Silence and Insidious?
你说那个死寂和潜伏，听说过，没敢看。
死寂就是说一个赋予着如何制作同台表演的玩偶。
A ventriloquist making the perfect doll. 我觉得富宇本身就挺让人毛骨悚然的，嘴唇都不动还能说话，
而且发出的都是另外一种嗓音。 And Insidious is about a haunted house.
鬼屋，我就单纯只是听到这个词就浑身发冷。
Exactly, it's spooky. Every time I see the baby cry, I feel my blood is running cold.
你自己血都冷了，你说吓成那样你还看，你看完还能睡着吗？
有时候也睡不着。我那次看完死神来了第一部，
那个 Final Destination,
我觉得家里边什么都危险，我一不小心就会被电死、砸死、摔死、勒死。
那你出去待会儿呗，
出去会被雾霾毒死。
因为雾霾是真毒，专家表示京津冀地区的雾霾每吸完七天，你的生命就少一个礼拜。
No detectable ambition, a model of efficiency, far as you can see. He knows every loophole, the art of fine print, massages the numbers till they fit. 有一天晚上我刚睡着，就好像听见我屋里边的吉他在轻轻的响。
Sean, I feel a chill down my spine.
我今天发冷吗？
So what did you do?
I woke up and took my guitar to another room.
哎，我想起恐怖故事来。
哟，你还会讲恐怖故事？
那 close your eyes and imagine this.
Alright.
It's midnight. You are home alone and you sneeze. Ach! Suddenly, your phone rings. And then you answer.
Hello.
And someone whispers. Bless you. And hands up.
Hey, goosebumps.
我自己也一身鸡皮疙瘩。
哎，你要讨厌谁，我告诉你啊，你就使劲骂他，让他打喷嚏，然后打电话过去 Bless you, 挂掉。那你呢？ What movie would you like to watch on a carefree Friday night?
Movies. I spend the whole night watching movies, one after another, until I'm too tired to keep my eyes open.
通宵
年轻嘛。
什么类型的电影呢？
I go for movies like The Terminal, The Pursuit of Happiness.
幸福终点站，当幸福在敲门。
当幸福来敲门。或者是 The Moneyball 这种的。
点球成金。
一个教练带着一支几乎毫无胜算的球队赢得冠军。
我听着这么像琅琊榜呢，梅长苏把宝压在靖王身上的赶脚。
说白了就是逆袭。
Homeless to Harvard 风雨哈佛路也算是这一类的。
是的，这类一般就是小场面，讲小人物小成就，但是让人觉得内心很温暖，
也是一种类型电影。
It makes people feel good. That's why it's called the feel good movies
Feel good movies, 励志电影。
One of my favorite types.
那你就不喜欢看一点剧情紧凑的，一会儿出个事儿，一会儿死个人的？
谍战的，我喜欢啊。
007?
No, not James Bond. 但是英式的谍战片还是别具风味啊，比如说那个《王的男人》《秘密服务》那部电影就很不错。你看人家柯林大叔多帅，要把倍儿直，张口就是 "Manners makes the man"， 不至理无以立呀。
你等会儿，什么电影
？Kingsman Secret Service。
米歇尔，王牌特工好吗？这么泡菜风的翻译真的好吗？
我也喜欢剧情紧凑的 ，I love thrillers，
悬疑片。
比如说我们开头说的那个Gone Girl， 不看到最后一刻，你都不知道谁是坏人。
通常会在最后一刻，剧情大逆转。
哎，上你一说那个大逆转啊，我一下就想到了那个致命 ID 啊、致命魔术啊、致命游戏啊、死亡实验这些。
哎，你说这个中文翻译啊，都要死要活的。这个英文名字特别朴实 ，Identity， The Experiment， The Prestige。The Game， 中文全都加一个致命，
就是告诉你这是悬疑片。
电影呢都是好电影。It keeps you guessing who killed that person. Why is he doing that?
It keeps you on the edge of your seat.
其实很多科幻电影也是一样的。
Sci-fi.
Yes, science fiction.尤其是所谓的这个硬科幻电影。
Hardcore sci-fi.
对，就是那种依靠严谨的科学理论而脑洞大开的电影，也很悬疑。
哎，就比如说那个彗星来的那一夜。
Coherence.
哎，对，这讲平行宇宙嘛，开始就是那个几个朋友在 party， 有点挺莫名其妙的。但是过了一会儿，他们打开门，当给门上的字条特写的时候，我全身毛孔一下嗖就打开了。
A chill is sent down your spine。
机灵一下。
还有前一阵很火的《火星救援》
啊，那个男主 Mark 声称 I'm gonna science the shit off it，
他要把它科学出翔来。
火星上能把土豆种出来，那真是科学出翔
了。哎，对了。还有这个星际穿越 Interstellar，
我们就不过多剧透了，其实都是 The Must Watch。
哎，你可必看电影。还有一类电影很牛啊，差不多都是独幕剧，比如 This Man from Earth，
这个男人来自地球，
Phone Booth，
狙击电话亭，
127 Hours，
还有那个经典的黑白片 12 Angry Men，
十二怒汉，
中国也翻拍了，那个何冰主演的。
哎，我真心呢，很佩服这些演员又少情景又少的电影，但是故事却是讲的惊心动魄。
这种电影模式啊，术语呢叫做杯中风暴。
提到的电影啊，我们都觉得非常值得一看。
有很多啊，我都看了都不下十遍，也没有觉得腻。
每次看都有新意。有几个导演，我觉得简直就是业界良心啊，烂片很少。
Again, David Fincher.
大卫芬奇。He directed Gone Girl, which we mentioned, and also Fight Club.
搏击俱乐部 ，which stars Edward Norton and Brad Pitt. 这两位演员也都挺业界良心的。大卫芬奇其实还涉猎过电视剧呢，你知道吗 ？House of Cards.
哦，棋牌室，我心中最好的美剧之一。
纸牌屋，你是做字幕组的吗？上。
And also Christopher Nolan, who directed Inception.
盗梦空间。
And Interstellar.
星际穿越。传奇导演还有很多，比如更年长一些的 Alfred Hitchcock。
希区柯克，惊悚片之父。
Woody Allen。
这个就比较文艺一些了啊。
Steve Spielberg and Francis Coppola。
这个名单要列起来，那可就太长了。如果大家有兴趣的话呢，我们可以下次再找时间再聊一下这个话题。
对的。大家呢喜欢哪一些演员或者是导演，
或者是你看了很多遍的电影，
都可以留言给我们。
Before we finish the show today, we have a few more questions to ask you guys. 大家可以选择性的回答一下。
Here we go. Do you love watching movies as much as we do?
还有 自己有没有一个最喜欢的电影类型。
嗯，我们今天提到了几部电影。
Seriously, Michelle?
No, just kidding.
Are there any movies that you would recommend us to watch on a Friday night?
嗯，还有你看英文电影时会不会记住他们的英文名字。
最后一个问题， If your life was a movie, what would you name it?